The Radio WKLO Question Man. I'm talking with Charles Koch, 3236 Utah. Charlie, what's been your most embarrassing experience?
Well, I'd say my most embarrassing experience was when I was getting in my car and I started up my engine and I realized somebody stole my car door.
If you have a question you'd like asked, send it to The Question Man, Radio WKLO.
WKLO.
IDXers, welcome to Market Scope for August 2006, where we continue FM band air checks from our home base in Upper Sandusky, Ohio. We'll begin at 102.3 from Galion, Ohio, and join former East Coast jock Bob Emerson on the Fox Rock Network.
NRC Convention, WNRC.
The best of the blues.
Changing the weather.
Fox Radio, Mid-Ohio's one and only rocker.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. WFXN-FM Galion, WXXF-FM Loudonville, WXXR-FM Fredericktown, the Fox Rock Network. 98.3, 102.3, and 107.7 FM. It's the Fox Rock Network.
3H, the Fox Rock Network, 98.3, 102.3, 107.7, Metallica. I'm brother that Uncle Bob and Metallica together again on the Fox. Got to do it. Mellencamp on the way, Billy Squire, also some Foreigner. Ozzy in our next set. Yeah, Garrett Frosvest again. Tom Carmel in our Fox Oak Rock segment. Fox Oak Rock Weekends brought to you by Crazy Ray's Tattoos and Emporium in Ashland. Looking for the new stuff? Check out the Buzzman Lunch Hour Friday for the latest in local rock. Jeffro kicks off the local rock weekends now Friday mornings at 6. And if you're wondering where your favorite band's doing their thing this weekend, listen up for the local rock report with Jeffro Friday and Saturday every other hour. It's right here on the Fox Rock Network. Check it out.
Good morning. Mostly sunny skies today, a high of 81. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 57. Sunday, partly cloudy skies, high of 86. Sunday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low in the mid-60s. Monday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the 80s. That's your Fox forecast here on the Fox. Keep it locked.
This is Fox Rock Network music.
AC/DC. Led Zeppelin. What about Sabbath?
Fox Rock Network.
I'm talking about bands that rock.
Three towers, more power.
I'm Josh Bush on Northwest Ohio's number one country station, Buckeye Country 103.7 WCKY.
Buckeye Country weather.
For all of Northwest Ohio today, expect mostly sunny skies, high 77. Tonight, mostly clear, low 54. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 79. It's partly cloudy and 65 degrees in Toledo, 66 in Findlay, and in Perrysburg at 65. Our next weather update in 15 minutes, and more Big D and Bubba on the way.
1037 WCKY.
Hey, don't get turned in nuts!
What, you think this is some kind of joke?
Yeah, you're right.
You're funny.
Big D and Bubba
on Buckeye Country 103.7
WCKY. This is Buckeye Country.
Findlay, Bowling Green.
WCKY FM.
Tiffin, Sandusky.
Northwest Ohio's home for continuous country favorites.
Buckeye Country 103.7 WCKY. Got to say hi to Tina. Tina from Arlington. What up, Tina? Thanks for checking us out. It's Big D and Bubba, Buckeye Country, 103.7 WCKY. Woo, baby. Getting ready for country concert this weekend. Going to be a lot of fun with Buckeye Country.
Always the last kid's pick to play.
What is that supposed to mean?
Big D and Bubba.
I smell a sitcom.
On Buckeye Country, 103.7
WCKY.
Buckeye Country 1037 WCKY with Big D and Bubba.
Well, it's over. The t-shirt contest is done. We got a winner.
just to let everybody know, in case you in case you're new, because we do have one new listener today, we were told. Then what we did is we have a little contest where we had you design us a summer T-shirt, and whoever's submission that we chose got $100.
This came to us from Tim Adams. Tim is a professional.
Tim makes me feel really, really
inadequate.
Yes.
Tim, we're going to give Tim the $100, but he's going to lose money on it, because for him to do this, how much do you think that costs to do this?
Well, he is a professional. You can tell he does it for a living. I don't know. I don't know what a professional, I mean, but
$500?
At least, maybe $1,000 or more. I mean,
it's that good.
It's a really cool thing. We are going to try to figure out how to rush these to print so you can actually pick up your very own Big D and Bubba summer T-shirt.
And I got to tell you, thanks to everyone who sent in their T-shirt design. Some of them were great. Not so much. Some of them were really good.
I still think we may end up using one or two of the other ones as, you know, time goes on.
Yeah, I agree.
And if so, we'll make you a $100 winner as well. But, yeah, we're just amazed at Tim's talent. That's crazy. I'm really leaning towards the one with the inner tube.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
That one's a computer design that somebody did, and it is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good, real clean.
We may end up using that one as well, maybe even a couple other ones. So,
if you want to see the winning design that Tim Adams made, you can go online at BigDandBubba.com and see the winning entry for the T-shirt contest. Again, at www.BigDandBubba.com. Great stuff. I mean, it's really good. Good. It's exactly what we wanted. Summer and
fun
and the shows. Yeah, it's great, man.
It's everything.
So check it out at www.BigDandBubba.com.
Buckeye Country. Gwen Stefani and Crash right there. She's on all the hits, Y-105, and congratulations to Gwen. A little late giving birth. I think it was about a month ago, and she had a little boy. And for those of you moms and dads out there that have sons, just say that she's probably in for the ride of her life, because boys are just boys. Anyway, got some music on the way for you. I hope you're having a good Sunday. I know I am. Keep it here. You're listening to Y-105.
The Mid-Ohio Doppler weather.
Mostly sunny skies on this Sunday. Hot and humid with a high near 92. Tonight, mostly clear, muggy, low 68. On Monday, mostly sunny, hot and humid with a high near 95. Monday night, increasing cloudiness with a low of 70. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms developing, high near 90. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low of 70. I'm Gary Brown in the WMAN Weather Center.
Back to the music. Faster.
Y-105.
I remember when I lost my
Gnarls Barkley, Crazy. It's on your station for all the hits, Y-105. Right now, John Mayer's Bigger Than My Body.
Hit Music Radio. All the hits. One station.
It's all I listen to.
Music.
Y-105. Most music and all the hits. Y-105. All the hits.
All hits.
All the time.
Time.
WYHT Mansfield. Y-105.
All the hits, Y-105, Three Doors Down, Let Me Go. What's up, it's Katie, hanging with you just after 2 o'clock on your Sunday afternoon. How about some All-American Rejects right now? Move Along, it's on Y.
It's Michael and Jenny in the morning.
Y-105, good morning.
Is that the Goo Goo Dolls?
Well, if you have to ask.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
And you're a winner.
Am I the winner?
Yep.
You are.
You were kidding.
Swear.
Yep, I'm kidding. See ya.
But I can't swear on the radio.
Well, congratulations.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
For real.
No, wait. Didn't you say like caller 52?
fire.
She was kidding.
What did you say? I'm like, there's no way I can win.
Well, we don't have time to take 552 calls either, so.
I didn't say, but didn't you say 52 calls?
Yeah.
552.
Yeah.
So, Michael, you're so crazy.
He is crazy.
I'm so glad he's back. He's just so funny in the morning.
I'm glad you think so.
I get off work and it just starts my day. It's
I'm
so great.
Good
I'm
for
not
you.
Kidding. He's the highlight of my day.
Well, thank you so
glad
much.
Glad to hear it.
Well, so is the girl, but I really don't know the girl because, you know.
Hey, my name's Jenny.
Jenny, okay. I was used to Sherry.
Oh, yeah.
Was Michael and Sherry?
Yeah.
It was.
Okay.
And then he married her.
Where are you calling from, Tracy?
Greenwich.
Oh,
little
cool.
town of Greenwich.
Love it there, especially this time of year.
Ooh. Yes.
Michael and Jenny, weekdays 6 to 10.
Hey, wait. What happened? What happens next? Come on, let's see the next episode.
On all the hits, Y105.
We're in the middle of another continuous 30-minute music mix. Mix 106.1, WVNO Mansfield.
Mix 106.1.
Mix 106.1, North Central Ohio's Mix.
Mix 106.1.
Mix 106.1 with the Goo Goo Dolls there, and that wraps up another 30-minute uninterrupted music mix. Coming up, Bo Bice has some Uncle Cracker and Journey. Hey, having a good weekend? Hope so. Keep it right here, and we'll try to make it go even better.
Mix 106.1.
Partly cloudy skies for your Saturday. Today, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, lows will drop to around 60 degrees under mostly clear skies. Partly cloudy with highs again in the lower 80s on Sunday. Highs will remain in the lower 80s on Monday with partly cloudy skies in the morning. Mostly cloudy, though, for the afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Another chance of showers and thunderstorms for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-80s. For WMFD-TV, I'm Kristen Sell.
We're giving you more of what you came for. The most music and a better mix. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites. Mix 106.1.
We play today's hot new country.
Hot new country.
And your all-time favorites. Buckeye Country 107. WMRN.
Buckeye Country 107, WMRN. Congratulations to Scott P. of Marion. Won the 4-day passes to Country Concert at Hickory Hill Lakes, the number one music and camping event in the country. Have a good time, Scott. Here's Carrie Underwood. Don't forget to remember me.
Your country favorites. Buckeye Country 107. WMRN.
I don't have to be me till Monday.
Buckeye Country 107. WMRN. Looking forward to the NASCAR race this weekend. We'll have live coverage for you. The 2006 NASCAR Nextel Cup season revs up again on Buckeye Country 107. This weekend, it's the USG Sheetrock 400. We'll have live coverage from the Chicagoland Speedway Sunday afternoon starting at 2:30. In fact, catch the entire NASCAR season on the heart of Ohio's home for NASCAR, Buckeye Country 107.
She said, I need some time to find myself.
Buckeye Country. Country. WMRN.
All the key makes her clothes fall on.
X.
sets of your country's favorites. Buckeye Country 107, WMRN. Continuous country favorites. Buckeye Country 107, WMRN. Superstars and brightest stars are on Buckeye Country.
107 WMRN FM, Marianne.
To the teller down at the bank.
And that brings to a close another Market Scope. If you'd like to send a Market Scope or interesting air check from your area, send it to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351-1652. The DX Audio Service and its membership would be very grateful. Next time we visit an old friend in suburban Chicago. And now here's Fred.
On the telephone is John Bowker, all the way from the Sunshine State. And John, I understand you have some information for us about the 2006 National Radio Club Convention.
In addition to our great weather, is that what you mean?
Yes, considering it's raining up here.
Oh, dear, it's got to be great in Akron, too. Anyway, no, I'm delighted to have your call, Fred. I'm thinking, but we've had some great national conventions in the past. But we're going to top them all, I think, this year. We've got several big changes that we've made in the programs this year because of the poll that we took back in last October. For about 6 months, we were getting comments from people about what they like and what they'd like to see changed. So we're going to be starting in Akron, Ohio, on Friday, September 1st. That's Labor Day weekend, as we usually do. And we're going to be at the Best Western Executive Inn in Akron, Ohio. And what I suggest you do is, I'll give you a phone number here in a minute, and you call the Best Western. You have to call them by August 11th. That's the cutoff date for their holding the rooms at a special $59 rate, plus tax, that they gave us instead of the usual one, which is a lot more than that. But anyway, come to the Best Western Executive Inn when you get into town. I'm going to talk about that in a second, too. And then find your way to the meeting room, and you should run into our receptionist, who is my wife, Linda, and she'll know most of the people who are coming, I think, or at least some, and it'll be like old home week when you get there. And that'll be Friday noontime to the afternoon. We'll be opening around probably noon or 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And then we're, by the way, if you have nothing else to do, you can go out by the pool. They got a great pool at this place.
Oh, they do, huh?
Oh, indeed. And Fred, they've got a parking lot second to none. It's a huge parking lot, well away from wires and noise and all that. It's going to be a great DX location, I think.
And I wonder if a radio station just might show up at that location, too.
Well, I don't know. One of our less mobile but semi-portable stations, like WNRC, you mean?
It could be that the mighty 1630 shows up there.
1630 on your AM dial. Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I'm sure our people know that would be a Fred Vobey contribution to the one of many contributions to the convention. That would be fun. Friday night, after you go out and get your dinner, there's there are several places right next door to the inn, or you can eat right there in the inn if you want. But anyway, after dinner, we're going to have the first of our formal programs. I'm putting on a illustrated PowerPoint program with a little bit of sound on the history of radio networks. We've talked about stations time after time. I thought maybe we'd look back at the history of networks. And let me tell you something. I always thought the first network was NBC because everybody says that. Like, you know, the first radio station was KDKA.
Right.
Well, you find all kinds of things that it makes you wonder, now, wait a minute, that isn't true anymore. So we're going to be talking all about those things. Yeah. Should be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Okay, now, Saturday, of course, is the first full day, and you know, how does this sound? One of the things we came away from the poll that we took, the survey, was that some of the members like to go out and visit radio stations, It was pretty clear from those who responded to the poll that really they come to the conventions to sit with their friends they haven't met in a long time or make new friends. So many people are, this will be the first convention, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can go to a radio station in their own hometown if they want or down the street somewhere. But what we're finding is, and we found this out last year too, that on Labor Day weekend, most of the stations operate with nothing but computers in the studio, as you know, Fred.
Right.
And so they're suggesting, you know, the stations will be closed, and getting a tour is really not a viable sort of thing to do. If you go, Cleveland, by the way, is probably a half-hour drive away, and if some of you want to arrange a vehicle to go into Cleveland, you know, I would applaud. I think that's great, and go in and see some of the stations in there if you want. But we're not going to make that a formal part of the program. What we're going to be doing instead is having a better chance all day Saturday to sit and chat with people, to go out in the around the pool, go out in the parking lot, as I said a few minutes ago, with radios. And we're going to have some semi-formal presentations, maybe lasting 15 minutes, perhaps something like one every hour or like that. And we're going to be talking about everything from what it's like to sit in a radio station when you're not on the air, what other jobs are there. Tim Davison is going to be talking to us about that. We're looking forward to Tim. Tim Davison is one of the two people living in Akron who has really helped put the glue on this whole thing. George Green is the other, and we're going to tell you something that George is doing for us in a minute here, too. That's going to take care of Saturday daytime. Of course, the banquet in the evening, we have one of the disc jockeys that has worked for Clear Channel, among other station groups, and he's going to really tell us the way it is to have a talk show. He and his wife are both involved in broadcasting, so they're going to be our banquet speaker there at the hotel, and the banquet will be right in the hotel. We won't have to get in cars and try to assemble carpools and things like that.
Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
I think that'll simplify things. Okay, we're going to have, as I say, the banquet. Then after dinner, and this is really a highlight from my standpoint, Wayne Heinen is chairman of the National Radio Club. And Wayne is going to be attending, and so we're going to really have an official kind of meeting there, as best we possibly can. There'll be at least two of the board members there. And we're going to be able to ask questions and find out really what's going on with the club. And I couldn't be more tickled that Wayne's coming all the way from Aurora, Colorado, by the way, to attend mm-hmm. this meeting. So, and then after that, we come to the auction. And this is the world-famous auction. And I've talked with Paul Swearingen. He's one of the auctioneers. Fred, you've been an auctioneer over the years, too.
Yes, I
am. We'll assemble our auctioneering group, but let me give you the first of three things I want you to do, and this will be to get, about the auction. I'm going to give you an address to mail stuff to so that you don't have to carry it on the bus or the plane or the train or whatever. The auction material should go to George Green. By the way, he spells his last name G-R-E-E-N-E, got an E on the end. And his address is 1527 Sunset Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44301. So send your stuff to George Green. Make sure it gets there in plenty of time for that weekend, and he's going to store all the stuff there, and then we'll go and clear it out Saturday afternoon from his house. That sounds like fun. Now, on Sunday, that's going to be the whole convention's going to close Sunday around noon, but on Sunday morning, we're going to have our annual wake-up candy quiz. What that means is very simple. In putting together the annual examination that we have every year of serious questions about broadcasting in the past year or two, you come up with some real stupid questions, too. And so we assemble all those in a big can over here on the side. And if you know anything about radio, you'll be a winner. And we'll ask real dumb questions, and people will call out answers in the room as they wake up and come into the meeting room. And then what I do, I have some wrapped little chocolates and stuff like that, and we throw them at them. And that's a candy quiz. Should be fun. We've done that in the last three or four years.
Nothing like getting slapped by chocolate to wake you up.
Oh, yeah. And then the Sunday morning will end with the final examination. Some of our members, our blind members, we take them into a separate room and throw the questions at them right there. And do you know 2 years ago, One of our members actually won the quiz.
Mm-hmm.
We won't say who it was, but his first name is Wayne, and he lives in Canada. Otherwise, we don't throw names around. Okay, so that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, here's the thing that's really important. You have to get your name to the hotel, and I'm going to give you a phone number here. Call the hotel and make a reservation, being sure you tell them you're with the National Radio Club. Okay? And mm-hmm. the phone number to call is this. 1-330-794-1050. Now, make sure you tell them you're the National Radio Club. That's the important thing. And do that by August 11th, because after that, they aren't going to hold any of those special rooms for us.
Then the rates will go up.
Oh, the rates will go up. Oh, you'll have rooms, but the rates will go up, and that's
right.
No fair. And, of course, you want to work out some room sharing. Leave that entirely up to you, of course. I'm not about to tell you who your friends are that you have to room with, so you work that out. That'll be fun. The other thing that you ought to do by August 11th, is to let me know that you're coming so we can put together little packets of information. And I'm going to give you the address. The address is me, John Bowker, and I spell my last name B-O-W-K-E-R. Send it to Post Office Box, I'm going to say that again, P.O. Box 5192, Sun City Center, Florida, 33571.
And Sun City Center is three words,
that
right?
That is three words, is right.
Okay. Yep.
It turns out, don't let me complicate things, but there is way a different part of Florida. There's another city by a similar name, so we go by Sun City Center, and that's what it is. Okay, now, convention registration, including the use of our meeting room, the beverages and snacks that we throw out, and the banquet, all that for $45, same as last year and I think the year before.
Mm-hmm.
If you're bringing a spouse, your spouse is not that much. Your spouse comes in for $25. That includes everything above, including the banquet, but they always eat less, so we get away with $25, and that pretty well covers the costs. They do contribute a little to the meeting room charge that the hotel puts on it. And if you can get that in by the 11th, that's only, another week and a half or so, Fred?
Mm-hmm.
That's good, because Linda and I are going to be leaving to go to Akron by the middle of August. And we have to get up there a little early to set things up and, you know. Now, what if I know something I skipped, and that is, who do you make checks payable to?
Yes, who do you?
Well, if you make them payable to John Bowker, I'll cash them. If you make them, it's probably safer to make them payable to National Radio Club, and we'll take care of that. We aren't going to cash any checks until the middle of August or so.
Okay.
So if somebody sends in a check and thinks, oh, my goodness, I can't make it, no problem. We'll just not cash the check. We'll either rip it up or return it, whatever.
Sounds like we're going to have a really good time.
Oh, it's going to be a ball. I'm looking forward to every time I turn around, somebody calls with a suggestion, and I say, fine, why don't you do it? And they say, oh, well, thanks for asking. I'll do it. So that's great. Yeah.
Let me ask the $10,000 question. Are we looking for somebody to take over for 2007 now?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, if somebody wants to step forward to say, well, you know, I would be tempted, what we would do is work with that person, and we being the board of directors of National Radio Club, and that person would have a number of things flexible. Among them would be the date in 2007. Now, I know that's kind of heresy. We've always met on Labor Day. But if somebody found they could get hotel rooms a lot cheaper at a different time and there were some other reasons, we'd entertain an application for some other date. We'd like to know, what kind of plan the person has and all that. But we would love to have somebody new step forward and take on the job of host. And they wouldn't be alone. The board would work with them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm in Florida, and I'm arranging something in Akron, Ohio. Now, George Green and Tim Davison have been a great help, and I would not downplay them at all. Could I have done it without them? It would have been kind of tough, I have to admit. It's nice to have a local address. But I think it could have been done, yeah.
And speaking from somebody who has done a convention, it's a little work, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a lot of fun, yeah. I'm having a ball doing it.
Yeah,
sure. I know, Fred, you've run how many? Two, at least?
Three.
Three.
Three. 1987, 2000, and 2002.
That was 87, I forgot. Yeah. So anyway, it sounds like it's a very formal sort of thing, and it isn't. And Linda and I just look forward to it every year as best, you know, one of the highlights of our year.
For our members that have email, can you be contacted in that method?
I would welcome a contact. I'll give you my email address right now. It's really my name, and it's jbowker at tampabay.rr.com. Jbowker at tampabay.rr.com.
Well, we're looking forward to our convention activities in Akron, Ohio, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Hey, by the way, did I tell you the dates? I said Friday and Saturday. That's September 1st, 2nd, and then Sunday, September 3rd will be the closing day.
Right.
Okay, good.
Over Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be there, and I think my lovely wife Debbie is going to be there, and I think son John is coming too.
Isn't that great? I'd love to see them again. Yeah. Fine. And you too, Fred, I guess.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a while.
So. It certainly has. Okay.
Okay, well, thanks,
hey,
John.
Thanks for the opportunity. I hope everybody listening will sign up and get stuff in on time, and we'll take it from there.
Give us your thoughts about what's happening in your area. Call the Musings Line. Keep your ears open, and when you hear something that's important for everyone to know, call us.
Hi, this is John Jones, Elmar Heights. Hello, DXers. Got two questions. First of all, why would a radio station like WEHH here in Elmira, which is 1600 on the dial, one back in 1998 go from 500 watts to 5,000 watts? Wouldn't that be too big of a jump to do that? I could see 500 to 1,000, but not to 5,000. That's quite a big jump. And the other thing I want to know is I happen to have a recording. It's 3 hours. It's a show originated from Carnegie Hall, 1935, of WOR instituting its 50,000-watt transmitter. And I want to find out, would that be worth anything for anybody who is a old-time radio buff and who would... And would it be worth having mounting it onto CD? I got it on cassettes now, but would it be worth anything to putting it on CD?
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, I reported on the last tape that CKPC here on 1380 was applying again for the grant to go to 25,000 watts. Well, they got it, and they're going full speed ahead. They expect by the end of this summer to have it. And their FM on 92.1 is applying for 86,000 watts. There's been a big takeover here, too, in this area. Bell Global is buying the Chum Network out for $1.7 billion. This includes several radio and TV stations across Canada, most of them in big cities, some of them in smaller communities. And I want to salute CKSL in London, Ontario. They have been on the air 50 years. They went on June 25th of 1956 on 1290 with 5,000 watts, and then in the mid-60s they went up to 1410 and they got up to 10,000 watts, which is what they've got now. I'm wondering with Chicago now. I picked up WIND this past Monday night, July 17th, which is the first time I've had it in an awfully long time, and I'm wondering what station the Bulls are going to go to, since I think Ken said that they're not going to be on 1,000 anymore. So I'm wondering where their games will be in the coming season. Well, I was down in Meridian, Mississippi. Noticed a couple of more stations really playing the good country classics. WMC Memphis on 790. And there was one on 1520. I hope it was the one in Oklahoma City with 50,000 watts. I didn't get an ID on it. Well, I'm really looking forward to Akron. It can't be soon enough.
All right. Hello, Fred. This is Tom Jackson, or TJ, the DJ here from DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, I missed your famous sign-off at the end of the tape, the July edition. Get out there and support radio. Anyway, hope you're having a great summer, Fred. Ken Honest Chuck, you hit a home run with that article about WVON. That brought back so many memories when I used to live in Chicago and used to listen to that station, which was 1,000 watts during the day, 250 watts at night, and all the DJs, Franklin Sugar Daddy McCarthy, Herb Cool Gent Kent, Ed Nassau Daddy Cook, E. Rodney Mad Lad Jones, and Purvis Blues Man Span. Thanks for the memories. Thank you a lot.
Thanks, TJ. And if you got something on your mind, something to tell us, get on the phone and yell at us. No, that's not how it goes. It's actually get on the line and give us a call, a muse. That's what we like to hear. The Musings to the Members line is area 360-469-0189. That's 360-469-0189. That's for DX Audio Service members only. And please keep it brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak. We would prefer that you call that number rather than calling the other telephone numbers. Leave those alone unless you have a technical problem, a glitch of some sort, and you need to tell us. But the Musings number, what the neat thing about this Musings number is when you leave a muse, it actually records right onto the computer that I use for editing the Musings to the Members. So by putting your muse on that telephone number, you actually put it right on the hard drive, this very hard drive of this computer, and I'm able to edit the whole thing together real quick. Saves me a lot of time, and, well, it doesn't agitate me. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, call that number, the 360-469-0189, to leave your musings to the members. I had a call from a brand new member to the DX Audio Service. He's been hearing about us for probably close to a year or so, and finally joined up, and he had a question about the musings and what is appropriate and what is not. Well, quite simply, if you look up the word muse in the dictionary, you'll find it's to express yourself, to kind of ponder some thoughts. And basically the musings column is for you, the membership, to tell us about what's going on in your community, in your section of the state, perhaps some information you have on radio stations. You know, a good example is how Wayne does his muses, where he gets all that different little bits of information in on a telephone call. And that's really helpful to a lot of people to hear all these little tidbits of information. What we don't want to have on the musings is quite simple. We don't want a real long rambling dissertation about something which is not pertinent to radio. LED flashlights, telephones that speak the caller ID number, that kind of stuff we don't need. Also, FM stations. And I know this kind of seems odd to some, but here's the logic behind that. And this is why we edited it out of some of the musings. If I tell you that Playboy J has changed his time slot on WAS 106, doesn't mean anything to you, does it? And that's because the station is only heard in our immediate area here. So something that is happening on FM in, say, Lima, Ohio, is really unimportant to the majority of the members. What we want is information which is valuable to members. You might want to spotlight a small, say a radio review, or make a comment about a recent trip, some of the stations that you heard on a trip. Perhaps, let's say that you heard that a station is changing a format. That is valuable. Or perhaps the station is having some kind of difficulty with their pattern and they're not transmitting at night with a directional pattern. They're on non-directional. Or you've been hearing something odd. Let's say, for example, you're hearing Spanish on 980. You may not know what it is, but if you just make a quick comment that you're hearing Spanish on 980, somebody in the membership may call back on the next issue and tell you what station that is. Please try to do some of the research yourself. Rather than just asking questions all the time about, what's on 1550 that I hear? I'm listening to 1640, and I hear some country. Give it a listen for a while. You might find out what it is, and then you can report on that. That kind of information is very valuable to a lot of members, especially if it's a wide area station, because somebody else might be able to hear it. Now, another call that I got, which was kind of interesting, and that was from a member who said, and I quote, "Are you retiring?" I had to pause a second and ask him. I said, "What do you mean by retiring?" He says, "I heard you on the radio." I said, "You heard me, huh?" He says, "Yeah, I heard you." And then he gave me the details, and I said, "Well, yeah, you did hear me." And here's the story. I'm still working at the TV station, and please, again, do not call the TV station and want to talk about DX audio service stuff, because I just don't have the time. I'm putting in, and honest to God, you can ask the other editors this, I'm putting in 75, 80-hour weeks over there trying to build this digital TV station. And I am in the process of doing some radio forecasts for a network, and I'm doing these on the weekend. And this person just happened to recognize my voice and asked me point blank if that was me. Well, it is. And here's something that we thought we would do. Did you hear what Mark Durenberger said an issue back or so? Have you found Fred? Well, that's a little tease. What we're going to do is have a little contest. We're going to see if you can find me. And it should be fairly simple, because looking at the different stations that I do on the weekend, a lot of them are within earshot of a majority of the members. Now, I'll give you a couple hints on how to find me. First of all, I would say about 75% of the stations I do are AM. There are some FMs, but the majority are AMs. I'm on usually on the weekends. I have done a few weekdays, but I try not to, because that conflicts with the TV station. But I'm on the weekends. A couple of them I do the morning forecasts. Several I do all day. In other words, I do all the forecasts for morning, noon, evening, and overnights. The most important thing to remember is I don't use my real name. I use the name that I've always used when I was on the radio and for many, many years. 38 years I've been in broadcasting. I use the name of Fred Richards. So, with that information armed in your head, I'm asking you to find me. And here's how it works. What I want you to do is listen to the radio, and that is the important thing. This club is all about listening to the radio. And what I'd like to try to get you to do is listen to the radio as much as possible. And if you hear something that's rather interesting, of course, you can call the Musings line. But if you happen to find Fred, what you need to do is make a small recording of it. And then send that recording to me, along with just the information of the station, the call letters, and the city of license, and I'll verify that. We're going to give you until the end of September to find me, and I think that's an appropriate amount of time. And the person who can find me will get some points. If you can find me on multiple stations, you get multiple points. We're going to take all those points, and whoever has the highest points will win the contest. If we have two or more people who have the same amount of points, then what we'll do is we'll have to do a draw and see who wins. And I'm going to see if we can come up with some kind of interesting item here for the contest. So bear with me, but we'll see if we can come up with something that's good. Or maybe you might just want to, when you send it in, say, look, if I win, give me 2 years of the DX audio service at no charge. Well, we might be able to work that out. We'll see. But the object of this thing is to listen to the radio. We like to get you to listen to the radio, okay? So there's a contest. And get started right now. You got until the end of September. One other quick thing. You heard on the conversation I had with John Bowker that Wayne Heinen will be at the convention. I'd like to stress something to the DX Audio Service members, and that is that Wayne can always use information for the AM radio log. I don't know if the membership realizes what a big asset we have with the AM radio log. I've seen publications that cost 10 times the amount of money that the AM radio log costs, and there's flawed information in it. It's old. I've also seen the FCC's website and other websites that supposedly have the latest and greatest information. It's flawed. The AM radio log is the best source of information. So if you have any information that you could help us with updating, you hear a format change, please let Wayne know. He'll be at the convention. You can talk to him about how he wants the information. But anytime you can get information to him, it's really important. He can really use the help in making sure that the AM radio log is the most important and most functional AM radio log possible. Okay, Well, that's about it. I can't think of anything more to say. We're just about done with this issue, and we're going to toddle off for this edition of the DX Audio Service. I'm getting packed for the convention. I'm going to be there at the convention. If you see some guy over in a corner just sipping on a Diet Coke and talking with people, that would be me. And, of course, we might have the WNRC radio station there. Who knows? We'll see what we can do about that. And that's about it. So with that, I'll say 73, good DX, and get out and support radio, right, TJ? And we'll talk to you on the next edition of the DX Audio Service, which will be just before we all go to the convention. 73, good DX.